This is JIS News coming up. ADPEM advises of periodic increases in smoke levels across the corporate area and St. Catherine. MOU to be signed with foreign investor for logistics hub. And government allocates $7 million to fight farm theft. The news in detail after this message.
Cover mouth and nose with a clean damp rag to protect from inhalation of smoke and other particles. Windows and doors should be kept closed to reduce exposure to smoke, dust and other emissions.
Now the news. As extinguishing and cooling operations continue at the Riverton disposal site, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ADPEM, is reminding persons that there could be periodic increases in smoke levels across sections of the corporate area and St. Catherine. ADPEM is therefore urging persons to continue taking the necessary precautions.
We know that there is and there will continue to be the threat of smoke in some areas. But avoid undue exposure to smoke by closing windows and doors. Use a clean wet rag to cover nose and mouth to minimize the effects of smoke. And the elderly, children and those with respiratory issues should pay particular attention to not exposing themselves to smoke.
Director Information and Training, ADPEM, Cheryl Nichols. Steady progress continues as the Jamaica Fire Brigade maintains 24-hour operations to put out the fire with the sustained presence of heavy-duty equipment, fire units and firefighting personnel. Select health centers in Kingston and St. Andrew as well as St. Catherine continue to provide extended services to residents in the affected communities. The recently announced Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to invest $5 billion in Jamaica's Logistics Hub initiative is expected to be signed in short order with a foreign investor. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton gave the update in an interview with JIS News at the Jamaica Investment Forum, which ended March 12 at the Montego Bay Convention Center. Reporter Andrea Chisholm shares the details.
The MOU with a foreign investor will facilitate a series of infrastructure projects to support Jamaica's logistics hub initiative. It's valued at $5 billion and according to Minister Hilton, it will transform the business landscape for logistics and position the country for increased investments. But who is this investor?
It's a consortium of Austrian and American persons and investors and developers. The MOU will be signed next week. We are in the throes of finalizing the arrangements. The investors will be here shortly and we'll then finalize everything, but I'm confident that we'll be able to sign the MOU next week.
Reporting from Montego Bay, I am Andrea Chisholm for JIS News.
The Ministry of Finance has allocated $170.5 million in capital expenditure to the Jamaica Information Service for the relocation of the agency's television department. The JIS TV department will move from the Canewood Center at Arnold Road to premises at 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner, who has portfolio responsibility for the JIS, says the move is necessary as the Ministry of Education, which owns the Canewood Center, has given notice of its intention to place some of its departments at the facility. The relocation matter was discussed at the meeting of the Standing Finance Committee on March 3 and was supported by opposition spokesperson for information Olivia Grange, who mentioned that the relocation of the TV department was long overdue. And the government has allocated $7 million to the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries to address farm theft. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the money is being used to recruit staff for the unit. Lasker Distributors Limited has also donated $4 million for the purchase of a Toyota Hilux motor vehicle to enhance the work of the unit. In the meantime, National Security Minister Peter Bunting says agricultural theft will receive the full attention of law enforcers.
You're not dealing anymore with an unarmed single individual. You are often dealing with organized crime, heavily armed criminals who come not just to take out a goat or a heifer or a bunch of bananas, but they come to clean out whatever is available on the farm.
Minister Bunting says he is confident that the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit will put a major dent in agricultural theft across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.